She could see it. Beyond the dry prose of the perfunctory reporting in the daily news, in the theater of her mind, Soledad could see Eddie leading Pacific MTAC. The element Eddie'd been elevated to point of upon Soledad's leg getting jacked, against a freak that could generate and discharge heat from his eyes. And they had taken it out sans casualty to the operators on the element, according to the daily news. Usually, the news, the Times, local TV, didn't much bother reporting the details of warrants served on freaks, since warrants being served on freaks, no matter some flew and others spat fire, had grown over the years to be reasonably commonplace. Like gang shootings, like politicians and their whores, like Hollywood leading men getting outed. In this day and age, what else was new? What was new? A 22-year-old cop, female on top of that, taking out a freak that could shoot heat beams with not so much more than a knife. That knife. That knife of Eddie's. There was absolutely nothing in the article about the MTAC's procedure, about how they took out the freak. It was in her head. Soledad saw Eddie putting it down, solo with her blade. And Soledad could hear, again in her head. She could hear Eddie chiding. How about that, Soledad? Chalked a freak and didn't even need your fancy little gun. That knife of hers. Undoubtedly, it had been multiple clips emptied by all of the element into the freak that dropped it. But Soledad, her feelings of uselessness that had festered in her leg and were now infecting her imagination, couldn't help but score the victory to that knife. And Soledad had been worried about Eddie worshiping her. Why should Eddie? Probably Eddie made a better impact than Soledad. What was that Soledad was feeling now? Obsolescence doing an insect's crawl on her flesh? Eyes. It was eyes rolling over her. Sensed so strongly, they came to her as an actual feeling. Beyond the doorway in the corridor.